This is Looking Back, a canvas of the history of Northwest California and Southwest Oregon. The desire for meat led the early settlers of Northwest California to import and raise cattle, hogs, and sheep. By 1860, Humboldt could boast of over 19,000 cattle, 8,200 hogs, and 600 sheep. This impact on the environment for the Native Americans and their traditional food sources would be a root cause of the conflict between them and the settlers. There's another creature used for a source of protein, the turkey. Native Americans have used them for meat for several thousand years. In Northwest California, how the settlers got them to market makes turkeys an interesting story. They were herded to market, or shipping points, like you would herd cattle or sheep. Transportation was not a strong point for rural Northwest California. To get the turkeys to market in a desirable condition, be it Eureka, Arcata, or by ship to San Francisco, they were kept alive until the last moment. Refrigeration didn't exist to transport butchered meat. Thus, the turkeys were driven overland, over creeks and rivers, down city streets to butcher shops, railheads, or shipping docks on Humboldt Bay. Flocks of turkeys were raised in the hill and mountain areas of eastern and southern Humboldt County, and also Trinity County. Commercial feed was expensive, so ranchers would allow the birds to feed on seeds and insects in the natural environment, what we call today free-range style. As summer turned to fall, the turkeys would be gathered at the ranches for crating or driven to towns for local use or shipping out. Flocks could number 500 or more. John Snyder, a teamster, describes his encounter with such a flock on the road between Bridgeville and Blocksburg. The flock was controlled by a man, a woman, a teenage boy, and two dogs. A wagon drawn by two horses carried food and supplies, including portable fencing to corral the birds overnight. At night, birds would roost in available trees, too. The dogs kept the turkeys in line and moving forward. Feed was rarely needed, as the turkeys ate what they found as they made their daily travels. When encountering water, such as a creek or river, the birds would be encouraged to fly across. The turkeys in those days were leaner and could fly, unlike many of today's factory-raised birds. Walter Eich, when a child at Lincoln Grammar School in Eureka, saw a flock of about 600 turkeys being herded by two men on horseback and a dog. They had come from the Neyland area and were driving the birds down Harris Street in Eureka. Now, wouldn't that be a sight to excite a youngster? This has been Looking Back, a short review of the history of Northwest California and Southwest Oregon. I'm Tom Cairns.